Podcast Ranger.
Pilly Polio? Real? What the fuck?
Hey, I'm not the one who came up with it.
That's just all I kept hearing about when I was listening to Extra Gas Ranger. Everyone's just saying Pilly Polio. And I kept seeing pictures of Stephanie from LazyTown, and I'm like, the hell is going on?
I kept seeing Pilly Polio. They built up so many photos, there was a Pilly Folio.
Oh my god.
Off the wall.
Ah! Stranger danger in our chat! It's Blaze!
It's Super Ultra Mega Fan Blaze!
He blazed right into this week's guest spot. That was terrible. Better in my head. Owning it.
Good enough.
All five core casters are here.
Woo! It's a miracle! Gar's here! Raven's here! Emily's here!
You're here!
And I got full bottles!
Don't ever leave me again!
Yeah, no, we're not going to leave you alone.
You left me here with Tom and Eric!
And me.
Alright, you owe me $5.
Why?
What did I say before they started recording last week?
I don't know.
Show's going to suck.
It was actually pretty entertaining. I enjoyed it.
Bad.
See, I can't carry things.
It was kind of annoying how Tom kept alluding to the chat because...
That was awesome!
Like,
I love
sure,
that.
It was funny.
Excuse me, that was the best day of my life.
Sure, it was funny. Like, our editor had to put in all those images. Like that one. God damn it.
Don't forget my image.
Robbie Rotten is
what
red.
What the fuck have we done?
Pilly
Polio, everybody.
Welcome to Extra Cast Ranger.
So, since apparently Emily and Ichi tried Brio. No, I was hesitating for effect. Since they apparently tried Brio for the first time.
Is that what the cans of Brio are doing here?
Yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't drink those
They've
guys.
Been sitting here all week.
Yeah.
All week.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care.
Because
well,
the person who cleans the house didn't do
okay,
anything.
Okay, so Raven, you tried Brio before?
Pass me the one over there.
Pass me that weak old can.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ooh, this one is...
So,
that's decently cold.
To go full circle with this, me, Gar, and Raven are all going to try a sip of Brio.
Except Gar
so,
doesn't have a can.
Well, he can...
He's about to.
Afterwards.
He can have... He can double fist both of yours when you're done.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Hi.
But I'm not there.
Well...
It's actually pretty good. I like it.
I will now exclusively drink week-old Brio.
I don't taste pickles at all.
I don't know. I was literally searching through my head. I'm like, what the fuck does this
taste
like? And
Gar,
I blurted out the first thing I thought of.
Gar, try it.
It's more
no. You have to go complete the circle.
You will drink the pickle.
It's more like
try
it tastes like how pickles smell.
Why?
That's
please?
Pretty, that's a pretty good description.
If we get you a glass, can we...
It's been in the studio all week.
It's fine!
And whose fault is that?
No,
it's
Gar.
Either of you guys, because you knew you were going to drink
it's
it.
In the frigging cold room
it's
of the house.
It's
Gar, drink. Take a sip.
Oh, it's only cold when the
hey, Gar's taking
on.
A sip.
I promise it's
if I die, stay far away from my funeral.
Have the Ultraman stuff?
Whoa!
No.
Damn. Okay.
I hope that was the poisoned one.
Gar does not like it.
Oh.
Gar does not like it.
It was the poison one!
Oh my god, he actually spat it out.
That tastes like shit.
That was the worst pickle I
yeah,
ever
that,
tried.
Yeah, that actually really, honestly, wasn't bad. That was actually
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, it tasted
I
like nothing
it.
To me.
Oh.
Is it just a thing where some people taste something
you,
really bad?
Do you have, why, Brio,
do you
now?
Have,
it's your local pizza pizza.
Do you have any Italian in your background?
Yes.
That's why.
Pizza Pizza! He's only
Italian.
Existed in Ontario.
I'm
that's
see,
why!
I'm going apparently. To see my nonna tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
Not to be racist, but this is fucking true, and I have an army of Italians to back me up on this. Brio is an Italian thing.
An army!
Italians love it.
Italians
just... Don't mind the taste of this at all.
Gee, it's called Brio. I'm not surprised it's Italian.
It sounds like clickbait.
I'm just...
Italians love it! Doctors hate him!
I mean, you're not wrong.
Ichi, I'm gonna tell you this. Right now it's caffeine-free.
Okay, so...
It's apparently like no other soft drink in the world.
Oh, no! Now I definitely won't drink this disgusting concoction.
And while waiting for the rest of you to continue your thing, I'm already halfway through my can. So
I guess you like it.
I mean,
and
yeah.
I'm just going to drink my Coke Zero.
So. I have no issue with Brio.
We are X amount of minutes into Extra, and we haven't read a fucking news story yet.
What's news?
Nothing.
I'm back, everybody. Hello. I'm sorry. I won't get sick ever again. I always hate missing out on this show.
See.
I really do. No, I do.
Time to take the wind out of your sails. Because our first story is a voice actor who has passed away.
Oh.
I heard. God
damn it.
Oh, yeah. I should give you the news stories, please.
Maybe. My house.
Someone else here.
Hold on. Sorry. That was another person in our Discord.
Who was that?
Lord Hellfire 9130 and or a baby in the same room.
I like babies.
Is that the name? Baby in the
that
same room?
That sounded almost predatorial!
Yeah, that sounded... Is that what Brio does to you?
I like babies.
You're not an Italian bastard.
No, not Spider-Man.
Say hi!
Whoa. Okay, now that just escalated.
So it's really weird that this happens the week that we talk about Hentai Kamen, because the voice actor who passed away is Ryuji Saikachi, who apparently played the very first opponent in Kamen Rider, the Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Toei Company.
The other Spider-Man. I was going to be sad.
The reason I heard of this ahead of time as well is I believe he was also the voice of Grand Kai in Dragon Ball Z.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I just sounded.
He also performed the Sickle Neck Turtle in V3, the Medusa in X, the Mole Beast Man in Amazon, and the Scorpion Kikaijin in Stronger.
Oh. I just saw the news article that said, famous Dragon Ball voice actor passed away. I was like, shit, in the middle of Supers? Fuck.
Wait, do they change it to Supers, or is it still Super?
Supers.
It's
been Super.
So I thought it was Super.
No.
Everything I've seen has said Super. So when you said Super, so I'm like, did they just pull a Sailor Moon?
Yes. It's been that for like 2 years, dude.
I thought it was Super.
I thought it was called... Cars always says, I'm watching
all the
Dragon Ball Super.
All the logos I've seen said Super.
And there's a nice big S at the very end.
I thought that
end.
Was the S that stood for
no.
Super.
Fuck!
I am here too.
My world!
No, but I'm just like, fuck. Oh, in the middle of Supers? Oh my god, they're gonna have to recast him?
Anyways,
character who's not appearing in Supers.
Anyways,
okay.
Back to the sad thing. So, Ryuji Saikachi was a Japanese voice actor who passed away at the age of 89 on September 29th due to congestive heart failure.
Oh.
So, our thoughts go out to his friends and family.
Rest in peace.
He looks like such a nice guy, too.
Interesting eyebrows. Like Japanese Mr. Rogers.
Oh, he was...
I was thinking Japanese Robin Williams.
And that too.
Raymond, you've seen Tokyo Godfathers.
R.I.P. Good sir.
No.
No?
I haven't, actually.
Well, he was the dub voice actor for Rafiki.
He's voicing monsters in heaven.
Okay.
Or hell, whatever your preference.
Sure, yeah. I was just assuming.
I was about to say monsters. Maybe.
Oh, he was also Geppetto in the Pinocchio dub.
Okay, we
That's
got
cool.
it. He was
cool.
prolific.
Yes.
Sneezy.
That's cool.
He did Disney dub. We get it. Okay, moving
All right,
on.
Alright, moving
yeah,
on.
I'm curious. Oh, did you know that in... Sorry.
Go ahead.
Didn't you know that in the Japanese dubs of Disney movies, Dr. Doofenshmirtz and King Turbo are the same person?
That's
really?
Cool. Yep.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, next story. We have some magazine scans showing some more build forms. So first off, we have a nice clear scan of Octopus Light.
Ew, it's fucking ugly as shit. I hate that form.
Wait.
It's hilarious.
What did you just say?
Octopus Light.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Looking at build spoilers.
Oh, sorry. Well, I don't know why this is the best match, and the form is pretty hideous.
It's not cool.
Why are any of
I mean,
best
I can imagine what the arm's for, but...
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
We've all seen enough hentai kamen to know where this is going.
Oh, yeah. quiet you.
I would want to watch both movies in one day.
Yeah, how was that? Well, we'll talk about that when we get to it. next in this batch of scans is Kamen Rider Claws, as well as the Claws Dragon and the what-the-fuck... weapon I forget the name of, but we've talked about it before.
I love
something.
Oh, go ahead, Blaze.
I think it's called like the Beat Saber or something.
I can't remember the name.
Might as well call it the Radar Sword.
I like Claus's design, though. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's very fiery.
And then further down, we have a silhouette of what is probably Phoenix Robot.
What the fuck?
That's a lot Phoenix of spinies.
Yep.
And that claw hint.
So it's Tsurugi and Balance if they had a baby?
No, Phoenix Robot. It's Ho-Oh Gigan. Or Gigan Ho-Oh.
I said Tsurugi and Balance.
Nope. Sure.
Oh,
that'd be
Phoenix and
Balance. It could be Tsurugi and Champ.
Phoenix Robot. I was referencing
Tsurugi and Champ
Tsurugi's
better.
Megazord.
Speaking of
Tsurugi and Champ.
Speaking of Ho, the 20th Pokemon movies dubbed finally has a release date in Cineplex.
And speaking of Pokemon,
Rock
and Mystic.
Yeah.
Well, alternate universe. It's fine.
Speaking of Pokemon, Marshadow's finally out, so I'm back to complete Pokemon collector status.
Yeah, until the new Ultra Beast.
Next
month. That's what I said.
Jungle Beast, Spirit Unleashed.
Next. We have our official images of the SH Figure Arts of Kamen Rider Build, which also tease the release of SH Figure Arts not Kamen Rider, but Night Rogue. So
that's... God, that's pretty.
Oh, he's pretty!
And apparently really cheap.
Yep, I'm getting him for $50 from my guy.
Yeah, $50.
Whoa. $30 for Rabbit Tank.
50.
Special discounted price.
So the base price at retail will be 3,200 yen, which is about $32 before shipping and middleman and whatever. And it'll be releasing in February. Jesus.
Yeah,
apparently this
it'll
also
be like the XH Figure Arts.
Yeah, and apparently this celebrates the 10-year anniversary of the SH Figure Arts brand.
All right, where's Kiva?
Where's Laser?
We're getting Kiva. Okay, I'm gonna sell this debate right now. Next year is 2018. That's Kiva's 10th year anniversary. Safe to say, they're going to release Figure Arts Kiva.
Hey, they announced the Kiva Blu-ray. Where's the Figure Art?
They're going to release it, and then we're also going to get Complete Selection Modification Kiva the 3rd.
Ooh.
We will get those
Kiva.
Probably.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying we probably will.
Yes, we don't know.
Prediction.
That'd be nice.
Oh, man.
Then you can have Keon on your crotch.
Sorry, what was that?
Keon on my crotch. Why did I say
that? I bet they're holding off on all of their figures that everybody wants to be like, hey, you want these things? Well, here, 10th anniversary edition, everything.
I've gone on the record multiple times saying that if when they put out Laser Chambra Bike Gamer Level 3, I will buy it. So come the fuck at me, SHF.
I'm still waiting for Figure Arts Deno Platform.
It's never going to happen.
I know it's not, but a man can dream.
So, production images have been released of the Night Rogue figure. But we don't yet know what his release date, accessory count, or price will be.
And a lot of people are actually pissed off about it. Because if you look at his visor, you can't see his eyes underneath it. And people are actually really cheesed.
I actually prefer it this way.
No, I don't care. I think he looks better that way.
Yeah.
There's a small little detail. Who really cares? You're probably not even going to see it 99% of the time.
For all that we know, like, the eyes were probably, you know, taken out for Photoshop.
Well, these are like production images, so who the hell knows?
I love that one pose of just him going like, yeah, I'm here. Come at me, bro.
I still don't like Matt Rogue's design.
I like it.
I appreciate what it tried to do, but there's some like bits and part pieces here and there that kind of make me go, eh.
Like
mostly it's the arm blades that kind of turn me off it.
It's the waist down. I don't like because it's just...
I mean, like the biker leather pants kind of thing going on?
It's naked compared to like the head.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's not a rider.
Body.
Hmm. Now that you mentioned it, I have to agree. It does look a bit too plain compared to the rest of the suit.
This is why I believe that eventually the rumor that he'll eventually upgrade to Kamen Rider Rogue and then the design will be a bit more flashy.
Besides, she's waiting for Figure Arts of Bloodstock.
Yeah! It's Bloodstock!
I know!
Okay, no. We're going to talk about this now. It is Bloodstock. It's not Bloodstock, even though the Gondorite card says Bloodstock, because look at Gord Drive. They're not perfect at English.
The reason
it is Bloodstock and not Bloodstock is because of the Japanese characters used to spell his name. And someone pointed this out on Facebook. It uses the characters for Sutaku, not Sutoku. So it's Stark, not Stock.
What was the name you had? Because I was like, Ichi mentioned Gore Drive, and it just always triggers me super badly, because I fucking hate that, because it says it on my Bono driver box, and then on the box for Finger Arts Gold Drive, just Gore Drive. So I was like, what is it? Is it Shinken Gord? Tenmin Gord?
Heavy Sky Serval?
Serval?
Yeah.
Yes. God damn it.
This has been the Itchy and Lane ranting hour.
Yep.
Oh, the hour is nowhere near done. Next, we have images of the build phone. I like it. Gonna buy it.
Yep.
You put your figure art on it.
So, this comes with the line full bottle, as expected. Costs 3,800 yen at retail for a mid-November release. It's neat.
So I'm gonna help Ichi buy it, and in return I get the lion bottle, so...
Sure.
Then I'm gonna get the holder eventually, because, yeah. Surprisingly, on eBay, I found a build driver, supposedly, for $45 with shipping. So, immediately, I just went with my gut and said, well, I cannot say no to this, so... Ordered it. It's already shipped. It's on its way.
And I'm pretty ready to put down money that it's a bootleg.
So we'll see. So actually, once my build driver arrives, we're going to do a video of just like who's ever around.
An unboxing.
Just an unboxing and open it and see what happens. So, I'm actually excited for either or. So if it's my build driver, awesome. If it isn't, I won't be entirely mad. So... This was $45. I don't care.
It would just make those like beat up sounds when the bootleg guy.
See, covers. Ultraman agrees. Ultraman agrees.
Gee,
no, look up.
Agreement.
Gee, how original! It's not like I've seen that picture in the Discord like 50 billion times.
That's
now.
True.
The joke's dead.
Fuck your game face.
And so is this news story. Next.
Didn't someone actually
mini-
die?
Mini plot for the Q-Ranger Moraimars Robo revealed.
Oh.
So, we have prototype images of the Moraimars Robo. That is surprising. Looks to be a set A and B release, which is two total packages.
Looks
for...
like it's giving us the finger.
It's holding up the spear.
It's giving the bird.
For a whopping 350 yen apiece. So
join Dark Matter, or I'll fucking kill you.
Destroy the environment, or I'll fucking kill you!
is that Jack Madden Morimer? Is that on one of those, what do they call it? Zip lines? Yeah, that's it, zip line.
Yeah. Alright, next. We have magazine scans for the upcoming Exate Another Ending Trilogy, featuring a black recolor of Paradox level 99.
And all I can say is Shadowcaster, like, fucking nutted super hard.
That is pretty shadow.
Former Blackcaster who loves Paradox? Yeah.
We've dubbed this guy Perfect Blackout.
That was my joke. I wanted to say it.
All right, go ahead. You can still do it.
Just on all the Facebook chat or groups talking about this, I just chime in with what the chime will probably, but not actually probably
it's
be.
Pretty accurate, though, I think.
Like Kuro to Kobuchi Kobushitsuyutsa, Kuro no Puzzle no Rensa, Kuro to Kuro no Kosa, Perfect Blackout!
There you go.
Come on, guys.
I stumbled the fuck over that.
Yeah, but guys, you gotta be 90s about it. Negadocs.
Protodocs.
All I'm saying is that I was expecting Black Paradox, and what I got was Black Paradox. Mega Paradox.
Paradox Black.
The only thing I have is black is the eyes, and the chest.
And the belt.
And he's got like a torn waistcoat, and I like that.
And he's got the Buggle Driver's, and he's got the Bug Visor's Y on his wrist, which is green. So, but yeah, this and his.
Okay, well, fine. I mean, the suit itself, it only's got like silver and black, except for the eyes and the chest.
Although I like the touch that they put on it, where they changed his hip cape to just like a tattered rag. It's cool. I like it.
And I like this next screenshot below, where we just see a Dan, like Kuroto Dan. Just kind of in his old, like, before, like, I like to call his level X attire.
It's
where,
CEO,
like,
CEO.
Evil
CEO Dan.
I actually just thought you were going to stop at, so we in the screenshot, we see Dan.
And he has, and you see him standing in front of Masamune, just, who's tied up, and I'm just like, oh, I cannot wait to see how this scene goes down.
And it looks like he's taller than him. That's weird.
Eh.
Dan looks taller than
Masamune. Masamune tied up and what the feature topic is, I hope they're not related.
Oh god.
Hentai Yogi!
And Hiro and Saki are in it.
Yep.
And Kiria. And Taiga.
Sure.
Oh, that's for the Brave Snipe movie.
Yeah. But yeah, so speaking of Mr. Black Paradox, we also have already images for the toy release of the Gashet Gear Duel Another. Surprising that it's called that instead of the proto Gashet Gear Duel, you know what I mean?
Oh,
but
yeah,
I guess you already had the beta.
Colors, yeah.
Consistency in X8?
You know what this could have been? The Gashic Gear Duel Alpha.
Well, that would have made sense. That would have been nice. But also would have been a bit confusing.
I mean, all it is just a black Gashic Gear Duel.
Everything is black and gray.
So, but it looks nice. And we get a better look at Evil Paradox. So.
Let me see if there's a name here. Okay, so the name of the rider is Kamen Rider Another Para DX. So, Another Paradox. I like that, actually.
That's interesting.
I thought you were about to say Another Parrot.
Another paradox.
How exactly is this gonna work? Like, is he gonna be like? I don't know. We don't know.
So yet. Apparently, this item does generate a dark variant of level 99's transformation sound. So maybe I'm not too far off.
I wouldn't be surprised.
From what I thought, like it keeps the normal. It keeps the normal gear duel transformation for level 50.
Yeah, I was about to say it can also do the level 50 forms by itself.
I'm actually kind of disappointed it doesn't come with a Kimiwazu slot holder for people who, like, want one.
I gotta say, I'm tempted. Like, I have the beta, but I never got the actual Gashic Gear Duel, so this might be...
It's still pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I'm gonna wait till I hear the sounds on it.
It's pointed out, like, that this is gonna be probably premium Bandai or something, but it's probably gonna be less expensive than your Duel is already.
It's premium Bandai web exclusive, but the price for it is 30-24 yen, so that's basically $30, so cool. Probably in the realm of 40-50.
Yeah.
Somewhere below 80, definitely.
Hell, do you know how much I'm seeing the Gashic Gear Duel go on, like, eBay
Over
stuff?
200.
Like, 200, 300 bucks, I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not worth that much.
I've seen it on Amazon for, like, over 200 or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I keep it on my wish list.
I think it's what the highest price was.
If it's your favorite, though, then...
I keep it on my wish list just to track it, just in case it ever goes down. So this one is coming out March 2018. Which is around the time the film will be coming out, for once.
Save your money, kids.
Alright, next. Speaking of Dan, his actor, Tetsuya Iwanaga, is hosting a fan event.
That's awesome.
A Dan event?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm
nice.
Stupid.
I am expecting, by that time, to just see a group picture on his Twitter of just him and a bunch of other people
doing
cosplaying
the zombie
himself,
pose.
Just doing the zombie pose.
That
yeah,
would
I would
so
love
cool.
that. But
or
this
do, pay money for that.
Yeah, or doing the, like, the, oh, we're gonna finish it up!
Oh, I want to see videos of this event if there are
Face Corps says you should go to the event.
I would love to! I would so love to!
I just said I would pay money for that. Yeah, as opposed to paying in, like, clams.
You gotta represent.
I'd love to see my meme lord.
You gotta represent Cast Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
So this event is happening November 23rd at the Asakusa Kokono in Tokyo. Tickets for the event are 3,000 yen, which is $30 basically, and are sold first come, first serve. There is no age limit of entry for said event.
Oh.
Children below 4 can get in for free, but must be seated on a parent or guardian's lap. Tickets are available starting October 7th, so by the time this goes up, they will be available. Lastly, a chef party will be available to lottery winners and has a separate charge of 2,000 yen.
Chef
so I guess
party?
He's going to cook food?
That's cool. And if anyone has a headache or anything, he can prescribe the medicine.
Now
he's a licensed pharmacist.
Now Blaze is saying in the chat that we have to start a GoFundMe to get Lane to the event.
Yes, please. If anyone wants to open a GoFundMe to get me to this event, I will love
so
all
cool.
of you.
We can do it.
Oh my god, I would love
technology.
To go to this. Oh.
That would be amazing.
I would love him to come to, like, North America for a con or something. That'd be fucking sick.
Yeah.
Oh, because he can speak English. So.
I would buy 30 tickets.
Yeah.
Gar's so angry. He fucking hates Dan.
He's Angar.
Why
he's angry.
He was cool, then he died. I was okay with that. When
he
came
was cool,
back,
then
he
died.
Was an ass.
He broke my heart, and I wouldn't give it back.
Just everything he did.
Worst gravestone ever. He was cool.
Worst
then he died.
Gravestone ever. All right, next.
Wait, so you're saying, like, his gravestone just says he was cool, then he died?
People are stroking his dick too much.
Speaking of stroking dicks, but not actually. Kamen Rider Heisei Generations final trailer online confirming returning actors to the movie.
Ooh, can I say who he is?
You can run through the list, but I want to say the feature one.
All right. So several veteran Kamen Rider actors are shown to be returning, including Takaru from Ghost.
Shun Nishime.
Gakusano Kota from Gaim.
We're
which,
actually getting Gaim back this time.
My favorite, Sota Fukushi. My boy, Kisaragi Gentroda. fucking Forze, so you're us, and...
Not only is Shu Watanabe, our boy O's, coming back, but at the end of that trailer, they drop that motherfucking Miura Ryosuke is back! It's Unk! The return of Unk! We've waited 6 years, and he's finally coming back!
Yeah, no, and it's great. You know why? Because...
recent developments. We also got Mr. Otsugi and Jake from Forza as well.
Yes, we did see images showing Chuta and Jake coming back as well.
But no, it makes sense because honestly, Edgy and Onk have always been a pair. They work together.
It's like Gemma and Gemma. You can't have one without the other.
But I noticed something about Gintaro in the trailer. So if anyone knows, just watch the trailer. He's wearing his teacher's outfit, which I realized. Wait. The Ultimatum movie takes place 5 years after Forze, and he's a teacher by then. It's been 5 years since Forze ended. We're actually in the proper timeline where Forze became a teacher. Like, Gintaro became a teacher.
I hope this movie does these plot lines.
So I hope if he comes in and he has his Forze driver, I'm believing that this will take place before Ultimatum happens, before he threw his belt into the lava. Yeah. So, but if not, like, I hope they give an explanation as to why he has one.
I feel like the explanation is just going to be, oh yeah, Nadeshiko made a new one.
Yeah, or like Kengo made one.
I feel like Kengo could make one.
I just thought of the worst joke. We're getting Kocha back this game.
Oh.
Ha!
Yep.
Fired.
Out of a cannon!
I mean...
because this movie's canon, okay. I hope so.
I'm obviously upset that Takuchi Ryoma's not coming back as to reprise Takeuchi Ryoma's Shinosuke, but we had him in the...
He was back last
year.
He
was in the Pac-Man movie, so that was nice.
And
so
we're not getting double back either, even though this is the Heisei final movie.
What was that picture we saw? It was like... final, like the other final or something. It showed the other actors.
Yeah, Kamen Rider Heisei Generation semi-final, and then it's just a picture of Drive, Wizard, and Double.
Yeah, Haruto's still working up them donuts.
Yeah, he had to go work out at the guy.
Gar's so mad at me for that because he's not.
There. I think Drive has an excuse
to not be there because if you went to the last Heisei Generation movie, his kid was about to be born.
Yeah, that's so. I expect he'll like cameo for like 5 seconds and just show him being a father. So you know he's off being Redcaster.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Nothing's wrong with that.
Okay, so Heisei Generation's final is scheduled for release December 9th.
This is going to be a cool movie.
And we're going to have to wait another 6 months after that to see it!
Don't remind me!
And then I won't watch it for another 10.
But...
10 months?
We're getting old.
Like I said, I am very sad that we're not getting Drive in this movie, or at least, like, his actor, but I'm happy that my second favorite writer of all time, my boy Forze, is coming back. So, that's awesome. I'm so excited.
Alright, next. Speaking of Gaiman Drive, apparently their actors, Ryoma Takeuchi and Gaku Sano, are going to be rivals in a new drama called Rikuo.
Ooh.
So there's a shot of them there.
That's three big shoes! That's awesome!
Ryoma plays the role of Hiroto Mogi, the star athlete of Daiwa Foods, while Gaku Sano is the role of Naoyuki Kesuka, star athlete for Asian Industry. Hmm. The story focuses on sports product industry. The series also co-stars Masato Wada, Akiba Red, and Ryosuke Yamamoto, Kamen Rider Spectre.
Wow.
I'm still waiting for Akiba Ranger Season 3.
I know, right?
There better be references.
That hasn't happened yet.
That'd be funny.
I still gotta finish Season 2.
There'd be tons of references.
We'll see. If it's good, maybe we'll talk about it on the show.
The reason why Season 3 never happened of Akiba Rangers
because we can't make a pun out of it.
No, because SH Figuarts is Super Sentai Figuarts. You know, stopped becoming a thing after Season 2.
What will we have on the shelves to reference?
Pretty much. What do we have to sell for product?
What about figures of the characters from the show?
Oh, they already did that
twice.
Yeah. They did Season 1 and Season 2.
Also, I love the designs of the suits in that, like, almost more than any other actual...
Oh, the Akiba Ranger outfits?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This isn't me saying random stuff out.
So, speaking of our boy O's, also confirmed the Kamen Rider O's Premium Bandai Butoba Soul Medal Holder.
I was so happy.
Now this is interesting.
Yeah.
So it's a set of Butoba Soul medals, like the ones from Exade, but the designs on them are the O's medals. That's super interesting.
It looks... Oh, it has the Kugami Foundation on it.
Yeah.
That's
and then on the back is the sick art of Tajadoru on the back.
Nice.
Sorry, Blaze.
I'll say one thing.
Yep.
There is one secret metal in this thing that is so obviously Tajador.
Or is it super Tajador?
Why keep it a secret?
Oh, you mean like an actual image of the Tajadoru form? Yeah, I can see them
one
doing
metal
that.
That's
especially
like a question
since...
mark. It's called, like it says like the secret metal. It's so obviously Tajador.
It probably
because
is.
All the other ones have their forms.
It's also right next to the Takakujaku and Condor medals.
The question is, do these work in the O's drive?
No.
Oh, I just noticed. Yeah, the medals next to each combo are the metal are that form.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah, except for Putoshira. Putoshira's not there. We got Tashiba.
Oh, okay. I didn't zoom in far enough, but yeah.
No dinosaurs for you.
No dinosaurs.
Ooh, it's a secret. But yeah, these medals look gorgeous.
Yeah, they do. We've got a Kiriba, Retorta,
Salazo,
Shota. And yeah, paired up with Putotira medals is
Tatsubo with the taco wings. That's pretty nice.
What?
Look, he's got the taco wings behind him.
Well, first off, there are no taco wings. It would have been Kujaku, but...
I mean, he had wings a couple of times when he got...
Oh, you know what this is? This is the scanning charge.
Yeah, it's a scanning charge, because he summons wings.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine.
Scanning charge!
Scanning charge!
So, yeah, these are awesome. I've already owned the O's medal, so I probably won't pick this up.
No.
But anyone who's into O's that much can pick these up.
But it's an interesting idea, I'll give them that.
So, this comes with all 24 medals. Will retail at 73.44 yen and will release in February 2018. Next.
Had me at the first O of O's.
Yeah, you had me at O. Kaho Takada, who is playing Misora in Kamen Rider Build, there are rumors going around that she will be getting into Gravure.
Oh.
She tweeted
nobody.
She tweeted an image of her standing at a beach wearing what looks to be a bathrobe, so there's a lot of rumors going... The rumor come out. Does Misora is Gravure?
Is that mean?
It's a crumb.
No.
Oh, Gravure?
Yeah.
Oh, like sexy photos, like in bikinis and stuff?
Swimsuit photos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you say that.
Because people
totally
usually know what that word means.
Up.
All right.
I totally wasn't on Google about to look 2 seconds
totally
ago. What?
I totally don't have a giant 7 gig folder of Gravure. All right, next. Hiro Mizushima apparently has given a toy of Kamen Rider Kabuto to his daughter.
Aww.
Yeah, for
third
birthday.
So in a blog post on September 19th, Hiro Mizushima, who played our boy Soichi Tendo, Kamen Rider Kabuto, posts a story about how much his daughter loves her Kabuto toy. So my daughter, here's what the post says. My daughter points to this and says, "Father, I've never showed her Kabuto's images. I've never told her it was Dad. Why? This figure wasn't originally in the house. I had a birthday party recently, and I gave it to my daughter in return for the present she gave me. It was posed on the floor face down, and she would say to everyone, 'Dad would not lay that way, and if you do that, it will hurt my dad.' No, it's not me, but it was done in Kabuto." That's cute.
That's cute. So she never knew that he was Kabuto, but...
She just assumed.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And happened to be correct.
Aww.
That's weird, but adorable.
I'm assuming when she's older, and when she gets older, he'll probably show her
his
Kabuto.
Daughter is adorable.
That's kind
cute.
Of cool.
Cute.
All right.
I'll never forget the image that he posted on his Instagram where he's pointing to the sky like Nintendo Soji pose, holding
nice.
Her in his hand.
Oh.
Next.
Oh,
premium
Bandai.
Where
are these guys?
Premium Bandai, Kamen Rider Dino PC cushions.
Sorry.
Nope,
sorry.
Go ahead.
That was a weird sound.
That was you fangirling.
No,
that's
but it
fine.
Was a weird. It was a weird sound.
Premium Bandai is releasing PC cushions featuring Dino Sword Form and Momotaros from Dino.
Apparently, this is almost what is convincing Emily to watch a Dino, which you should. Dino's pretty good, pretty cool. I think you'd love it.
So, the Dino Sword Form one is 40 centimeters tall, they're both plush, and it has a 50 centimeter long keyboard armrest.
It's got a little dengasher.
The plush
sorry,
and armrest
really
can be detached from each and used separately. The front of the armrest has a keyboard design, and the back showcases the four main imagines from the series. Oh, that's neat.
Aww. Oh, let's get the done liner.
And the Momotaurus one also has the same thing. Both PC cushions are priced at 62, 64 yen and will ship in January.
That needs to be a meme picture right there.
Yeah.
Momotaurus is looking at the computer.
Just Momo sitting at a laptop.
So this is Cast Ranger, huh?
That's cute. You know what's funny though? This didn't make me like fucking cute gasm as much as the Fives one did. I don't know why I freaked out so much over that. I died. I guess it opened your eyes.
No, because you expected... You didn't expect Takumi to do it, but you definitely expect Momotaro to do something like this.
Sure.
Merchandise.
But Momotaro always tries to act cool and tough, not cute.
Alright, next.
You give me both.
It's true.
Kamen Rider Kiva Blu-ray box set announced.
Finally!
It's...
He's kidding.
Okay.
I mean, that's
what does it do for us?
He's got a sick bike.
What? He does.
So, it was announced that this box set will include a special interview with Koji Seto, who was Wataru. Mm. Each Blu-ray box set will cost 19,800 yen and will be released along with the following dates. Box 1 will be January 10th, Box 2 will be March 7th, and Box 3 will be May 9th. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing.
So it's split up into three.
Kiva, this is A. Kiva, Supernova, best song.
Yeah. Supernova is an amazing song.
Can't be my friend.
Is it the opening?
No, it's his Super Form.
Super Form theme.
It's the theme for Emperor Form.
Sung by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sung by him.
Back in the days where riders would sing their own fucking insert songs.
Sometimes
right?
They do that with Pretty Cure still.
Sometimes
well,
I do.
It's a lot easier when all the VAs are also singers.
Yeah.
I think that's
yeah.
All right. Next,
Supernova. We can't be friends.
Next, Power Rangers Halloween costumes.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing. I want a Blue Ranger costume. See?
There it is.
I want it. I want to dress up as Billy. Okay.
Coming from the people at Disguise, sporting a wide range of sizes and styles available for child and adult fans alike.
Damn. Fucking right.
Among their offerings
are... I think you start another Indiegogo to get Lane a freaking Blue Ranger suit.
Yeah.
You can just get it off, like, the internet.
You can get Ranger suits in both classic and muscle form, as well as gloves, weapons, helmets, even a full Megazord outfit.
Yep.
Oh my god.
I like that shot that they put in there.
Oh yeah.
These actually look surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I just like how the Rangers, like, there's one shot of the Blue Ranger just pants. It just cuts off right there.
Well, yeah.
Like the shot of the kid in the Megazord mask.
Yeah.
He's just looking at the camera with the weirdest smile.
Just, this is my life now.
Can I go on a quick little tangent story?
Yes.
Okay, so while at work today, I work at a movie theater. We still have Lego Ninjago. A kid literally dressed up as a minifig. And walked into the movie.
Oh,
that was great, though.
Did he do the minifig walk?
Yeah, like, I do that for all the time.
No.
What was that supposed to be?
So they walk in the Lego movies.
I love this one excerpt from the article about the Ranger costumes. I love that even the costume model is wearing heels here, because nothing says Mortal Kombat like ballroom footwear.
Yeah.
And yeah, this one shot of the girl in the Pink Ranger outfit, she's got heels on.
Yes,
why
that's
not?
The one thing that you want to focus on, that image. The heels.
Yes, I there's a party city near my work, so I'm going to go see if they have Blue Ranger costume there. I saw some at Walmart today, but they were child size, so I was very upset.
I mean, I'm like 99% confident that they wouldn't have my size, but if they did, I might do that.
Hell, I'm sad we don't have Targets anymore, because they actually made the DX Power Sword. In the other Ranger colors, and I'd like to get my hands on the blue one.
Guys,
yeah.
I found the image with Tendo and his daughter doing the pose.
That's awesome.
Cool. Send that to Anthony.
Yeah.
All right, and our last story for today. The 25th anniversary celebration for Power Rangers has revealed its details.
Like I talked about this.
Oh, can I talk about breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah.
If only to have you say a thing.
Yay.
Yay.
Cryptors. An anniversary episode is currently scheduled to air during the summer, of Power Rangers super ninja shit. It'll still be ninja shit no matter what.
Which apparently is featuring a cameo from our fucking asshole Sledge.
Hey, Sledge was the greatest thing to come out of Dino Church.
He was a pretty cool villain.
Fucking weak ass orc.
Still hey, a weird that, name.
That speech that he had when he returned,
hey,
that was my favorite thing.
No, Ichi. At least he Japan, kept his no one promise. Ever has
fun there.
He married Poisandra.
Congratulations.
After 6 million years, he finally did. Anyways,
Faith make has a good point.
A new National Power Rangers live tour is on the way, thanks to a partnership with Red Light Management and Creative Artists Agencies. This will also lead to special interactive escape rooms and virtual reality centers. Because apparently escape rooms are a big thing nowadays.
I actually really want to go to one someday.
I've been to one. It was boring because it was a school setting.
Why would there be that? I mean, you had to escape from school every time you're there.
Oh, that is true.
Is it just waiting? Like, is that the whole thing? Is it like a haunted school? Or is there some kind of special...
What's going on?
The escape room. Like, how do we escape the room? Oh, you just sit there for like half an hour.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You wait for them to let you out.
Yeah.
I did it!
Exactly.
Perpeters. Boom Studio announced
that.
Keep in mind,
within the super hard, I had to solve all these puzzles. What's this one like? Oh, you gotta sit there for like 20 minutes.
You gotta time it out.
Oh, and you can't go on your phone.
Shit!
Damn it. Yeah, exactly.
Is that all we're talking about? I don't think that's happening.
Can I just keep going?
Yeah.
Boom Studios announced a ton of stuff. Like, number one, they're releasing graphic novels of the original Power Ranger comics that came out in the 90s, which is good if you don't have them. Apparently, issue 25 is going to lead into some war with Lord Drakon. First female Red Ranger in 1969. That's a thing.
First fucking male Pink Ranger. That's fucking awesome.
It was 1969.
Welcome.
Female Black Ranger.
Yep.
And, to fit the Sentai footage, there's a male Yellow Ranger.
Yeah.
Did you talk about the... You talked about the live tour?
Yeah.
Okay, did you talk about the role-play game?
Who gives a shit?
Me! Yeah. Power Rangers will have a special interactive role-play video game to be streamed live on Twitch on the channel Hyper RPG.
Oh, come on, Ichi.
I'm super curious.
Oh, come on, Ichi. We already know Power Ranger video games
RPG,
are shit.
Is that going to be Brave's form? form?
Hey, powerful Rangers. Hey, Mega Battle was not that bad.
Oh, Legacy Automore figures.
Oh, yeah, the Legacy Fliphead fucking
things.
Yeah,
people are, like, going nuts over those.
People are like, we could just already buy them for cheaper than what they're releasing them as. And they're not even releasing all of them at once. It's like green, pink, and red is wave one in January. And then black, pink, and yellow, September.
What about white?
Fuck white.
No!
Fuck the whites.
Hell, they're releasing like a legacy White Ranger helmet, but it's like a bust for a display. And like it's not even a wearable one. I'm just like, fuck you.
Bandai is...
It'll be wearable if you get a pickaxe.
Apparently Bandai is also releasing a special collector's line, Top 25 for the 25th, featuring a wide array of non-specific merchandise supported by mobile game studio Enway, who makes Legacy Wars, and the comic publisher Boom Studios.
Oh, yeah, the Legacy...
Unspecific merchandise.
The Legacy Wars, Legacy Wars game is
Legacy
going to...
Wars?
Is gonna add Megazord gimmicks.
Cool.
It's gonna add some like.
I saw they added Lord Drakon recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, because ever since he happened, everybody's been sucking his dick.
Ninjor's in it too.
Cool.
Right. Also, apparently, Blake Foster and Jason David Frank got into a fucking argument at Comic-Con. I don't know. It's just apparently they've been like going at it. It's just. One block belt to another. I'm done playing games. I'm done with my rants.
It's time for an epic rap battle of mystery!
Let's keep it classy and fight, dude. I ain't afraid of you by any means.
Holy shit.
Wow.
They're really gonna go at it.
It's time for death battle!
Okay, let's go.
Blue Turbo Ranger versus all of Tommy's forms.
Alright, so, before we wrap up, our buddy Facecore in the chat gave us some information regarding the upcoming God Maximum Mighty X gadget.
Oh my god! The
yes,
fucking...
Yes, that! Your god!
The voice clip and sounds that are coming out of this thing are just exactly what I wanted this toy to have.
Have you heard them, or...?
I haven't heard them, but, like, I've read what the translation are.
Okay, the reason why Blake Foster is pissed off at Jason David Frank is because he got him kicked out of a convention he was going to.
Why?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Anyways, so apparently, like, we don't know, like, the melody, but some of the words that will be in the God Maximum Mighty Gadget are Saijo Kyuno Kami no Saino, which means the God level talent.
Yeah, you gotta do it like the Gadget does it.
Oh!
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that it's
Saijo Kyuno no Kami no Saino Kuruto Dan! Kuruto Dan!
Okay, that's beautiful.
God the Maximano X!
That's great.
And apparently the finisher is God's Critical Blessing. And apparently the form is level 1 billion!
Yeah!
Dan, why?
Get fucked, everybody!
Oh my god.
I cannot wait to get this Gashik. God damn it.
That's so awesome.
Oh,
wait a minute, does that mean that Laser's going to get 1 billion? Because it's going to be them fighting each other.
I don't know.
Can we get to the actual
show? Hope so.
Okay. Alright, so that's what it is.
Level 1 billion isn't a rider, it's just a monster truck.
Alright, so that's all for the news.
This was great. I'm sad I missed last week, but...
So am I!
Yeah. Bye, everybody!
You were there last week.
Well, I was in my room, but...
No, I mean...
You spoiled it.
We're there in spirit.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, see you all.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.